Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
You may not be aware of this, but next Friday there's an Andy Warhol exhibition opening in the Hugh Lane Gallery in Dublin. And to tell us about it, I'm joined now by Barbara Dawson, the director of the Hugh Lane. Hi, Barbara.
Good morning, Brendan.
Barbara, is this exciting for you? This is the biggest Warhol show ever in Ireland, yeah?
It is. It's the biggest one ever and it's really exciting for us. We just hung the last painting this week and now we're almost ready to go. It's a fabulous exhibition with over 250 works borrowed from museums and foundations, really internationally.
So have you spent the last few years hustling to get stuff from people? Is that how it works?
This is how it works. Well, it was networking. So before COVID, we set about thinking Andy Warhol was very prescient artist and relevant today. The issues that he honed in at
totally.
His time are coming back again and again. And so we thought this would be a very good exhibition to do. And so we started to reach out to our colleagues in museums. Well, of course, we reached out to the Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh, but then our colleagues who had collections, public collections, and then also foundations. Then COVID hit and we went, oh my God. So, but we kept going and it was wonderful to have that support of people saying, yes, you know, we said subject because we didn't know what the world was going to be like post-COVID. But we kept going and we got great support from our international colleagues. So it's great for Dublin and for the gallery.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting what you say about his themes as relevant as ever, because I think young people particularly, there's the fact that everybody will recognise Warhol's work as part of popular culture. But the notion, everyone famous for 15 minutes, people being their own brand, celebrity kind of for celebrity's sake, your image becoming your personal brand, all of that. He was like social media, like 50 years ahead of his time, wasn't he?
I think this exhibition, it is a unique exhibition, Andy Warhol, three times out. And we do look at all of the different issues and concerns that we have from early drawings, which showed him as a great, he was a very great, very, very successful commercial artist before he went into fine art. Then we have his pop era, which people would know the best, the Marilyns, the Mao's, Chairman Mao, the Campbell Soups cans. And as you say, Brendan, he looked at consumerism and galloping consumerism in the early 60s, you know, mass media images, branding was coming, and he absolutely captured that and made it into fine art.
What was he saying about it?
What he was saying was, I suppose, that he was just making democratizing art, you know, that the familiar and the ordinary can also be an art form. And he also underlying it was, you know, looking at sort of the new ready-made meals, looking at, you know, the promotion of consumer culture, which would have been post-war, you know, and also looking at how we were being bombarded, well, at that stage, and it's even more increased now, by imagery, you know, like imagery in the media, the press, but looking at what sometimes it desensitized people, you know, so he would bring it back, like the Marilyns are from a still from Niagara, a film she made in 53.
Right.
And the Marilyns, look at her, both glamorous, beautiful Marilyn and the tragedy of Marilyn. So there's always an undertow with these work, looking at sort of celebrity and tragedy, you know, wealth and, you know, poverty and fairy tale to disaster, you know, death in America as well. JFK assassination is covered in this exhibition and the images of
Jackie. So it's the mythology of modern America, really, in a way. He kind of invented the mythology of modern America in one sense, didn't he?
You could absolutely recreate probably three or four decades of America through Andy Warhol's work. He had his finger on the button. He knew the issues and they've become perennial. Celebrity, as you said yourself, he was a forerunner of reality TV. He created 15-minute TV programs. He also had these extraordinary films, experimental films in the 60s, Sleep, Empire, Kiss.
Are you showing films?
Yes, we are. Yeah. We're showing four, Sleep, Empire, Kiss and Outer and Inner Space. And Empire was screened with the famous underground brothers, experimental filmmakers, the Mikas brothers. And when they heard it was 8.5 hours long, Jonas Mikas tied Andy to a chair and said, "You're going to stay." And so Andy escaped after the first hour. So for film critics, it'd be very interesting to hear their take on it now, you know, 50 years later. But they're certainly more talked about probably than watched, yeah. But you're very welcome.
Sleep is somebody asleep.
John Giono, his boyfriend at the time, is asleep. It's all about the film being the film, not what is in the film, but the looking. And they're looking at the film. Very clever. Andy was a very, very clever. And his repetition of imagery makes you look again and again. It wasn't just imitation. Okay. It was very, very deliberate. And we have a section looking at all of that as well.
So what are the big hits that... I don't want to be really basic about this now, but come on. Like, what are the big hits that people will see?
I think the big hits... Well, first of all, I think the drawings are wonderful. The early, seeing the vulnerable young Andy, you know, starting out. Then we have a fabulous rooms of Marilyn's and Campbell's soups and Brio pad sculptures. But then we have a really interesting room of Andy being the persona of Andy. You know what you said, making himself a brand.
Yeah.
We have Andy thoughtful. We have Andy, you know, in different moods. And we also have...
And is this his photography and stuff?
These are all his paintings and his screen prints. It's a huge show. And the camouflage paintings, which we borrowed from Tate, they are referencing how camouflage is usually invisible. That's why you have camouflage in warfare. You're meant to be, but it became a kind of a street fashion item. So he has camouflage there, but then he also himself hides in plain sight. He puts out a persona and yet yes. behind it all. And then we have beautiful image of what Elizabeth Taylor as Cleopatra. And this is multiple images on one silver canvas. And this references back to the contact sheet and, you know, the camera. Don't forget, the 60s was when the handheld movie camera was starting to be used. You know, before that, you had to bring it back to a studio and get it all produced.
Okay, so this is Super 8.
It was the 16mm Bolex camera, yeah. So all of these references go into the work. And then, of course, he's looking at you. Politics. We have Mao. He did a huge Mao, and he was fascinated that the portrait of Mao in the Little Red Book held such sway and authority over the Chinese population. A portrait. So he takes the portrait and he reinvents the portrait and makes us look again at the power of the icon, the power of the portrait.
So it was the image. Most people in China, of course, had no sense of what Mao was like or anything. They were thousands of miles away. So just the picture was enough
to instill the power of authority. Then we have a great one, Vote McGovern. So the McGovern presidential campaign went to Andy to ask him to do a poster for their campaign, and he was running against Nixon. So what he did is he portrayed Nixon as a kind of a green-eyed monster, green face and yellow eyes, and underneath he had Vote McGovern.
Yeah.
And the very interesting one is his painting of the USSR missile bases, which he did in the early 80s. And so all of these issues are coming back, sort of American democracy, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the rise of Asian powers and China. So what I'm saying is it's both fascinating to look back, but it's absolutely riveting to see how these issues are still very much central to our society today.
Yeah. Listen, you're bringing this alive in such a kind of a modern, vital way. So like people who have no interest in art, this is one for them, is it? Like,
oh, you're going to love it.
It's very accessible, obviously. And people will get it. Like they'll
absolutely get it. We have wall text just to help you along the way. And it's so many levels. And I think it's going to be a terrific day out for people. It takes you a while to get around it. So it's worth the money, worth the ticket.
Okay, so there's plenty there. And are there plenty tickets still available?
There are tickets available. We're delighted with the uptake on tickets, particularly, great to have the Irish, and they're coming in from all over Europe, Poland, and some are coming in from Australia. So they must be coming home or something. So they booked their tickets in advance.
Okay.
But there are tickets. We're making tickets available, and I think it's really worth a visit.
Okay, that's Andy Warhol, three times out from from October 6th to the 28th of January 2024. It's at the Hugh Lane Gallery, and for more information, see hughlane.ie. Barbara Dawson, Director of the Hugh Lane Gallery, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brendan.
Email brendan@rte.ie.